4ZYQ monitor. KPR. Good morning, Mr. Phil. W8RCY. Good morning. Heading out down your way. We already warned the authorities that you were coming, so should have smooth sailing. They'll clear the roadways for you. Yeah, they're blocking off all the entrance and exits to ramps and stationing people on the bridges. Absolutely. So, you know, but, yeah, I'm surprised it's as cold as it is this morning. When it's supposed to get this cold. And, of course, I'm not dressed for it anyway. I mean, I could run upstairs and grab a jacket, but, you know, for one little bit, I'll be outside. I'll be fine. And besides, I worked in meat coolers for 20 years, so what's, you know, 5 minutes in the cold when I used to do it 8-10 hours a day in the wintertime as well as the summertime.
All right, sounds good. So we're going to assume you're coming to breakfast.
Winner, winner, chicken and waffle breakfast.
You know, that's something I don't get. Chicken and waffles. That does not sound good to me.
Let alone something like you put maple syrup on a waffle with chicken. Chicken and maple syrup just doesn't sound right to me. I know somebody who has waffles and chicken, but they'll go out and buy the boneless chicken breast and make it like a waffle sandwich that way. And he says, that's pretty good. But I said, well, what about the syrup? And he goes, well, you don't use a lot. And I said, yeah, that whole syrup and chicken thing just does not, you know, can't put ranch, excuse me, my voice isn't right yet. You can't put ranch on a waffle, so why would you put syrup on a chicken?
That's what people call it crazy ideas. Remember bacon ice cream?
Why can't you put ranch on waffles?
Good morning. Bacon ice cream, I have vague memories of it. And why can't you put ranch on a waffle? Well, would you put syrup on chicken? I mean, it's just a concept I don't understand. Unless Chick-fil-A does it, then if Chick-fil-A does it, well, yeah, they put ranch on their chicken sandwiches anyway. But like I say, waffle and ranch, nah. I'm not saying you can't. It just doesn't go together.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah, I don't know the Chick-fil-A. I think I've eaten a Chick-fil-A twice in my life. I'm not a big fan of fried chicken generally, so I'm sure that's where all their special spices are and all that good stuff that makes it so good. I just had a grilled chicken sandwich. That's good. It's okay. I mean, I wouldn't wait in these long lines they have for that. So I don't know what the deal is. Like I said, if it was a fried chicken, maybe that's the whole deal. Go ahead, Sean.
Yeah, overall, I'm not all that impressed with Chick-fil-A. Not the, you know, not to the level that they seem to be crazy. Now, I will say this. The ones down near Houston were, they seem to be a step above the ones here. I haven't been to the new one yet by me, but, we'll see. But their chicken's good because they put Jesus in all of it. Donald is just hopping in the car here, so I guess it makes it you and I, Phil.
Oh, okay. All right, so you guys are ahead of me, as usual. I am going to stop and fill the tank first, so as usual, save me a spot.
Will do. So keep an eye. Let me know what the price is. I've got to You know, I don't have to, but I may get some gas as well. And I'm going to have to see what the price will be.
Well, you know I'm a Costco guy, so it's going to be lower than others. Or probably Sam's Club is comparable. I assume you still shop there.
Negative. I do BP now. I got their card, their app, and they give you a different price with their card, and then they give you a discount if you got Amazon, and they give you a discount for something else. I forget what it is. I don't know. It all adds up to, you know, like 40 cents worth of discount. So I'm just curious to what that amounts to. You know, like what are you paying and what am I paying with my discounts?
Well, what kind of discount do you get for your using your card? Do you have to, you know, they always see, especially BP is big on having those two separate prices, you know, credit card and cash. So do you pay the credit card price and get a discount off that or the cash price?
So the credit card, if you use their BP card, the credit card price is lower than their cash price. It's like 10 cents lower than their cash price. And which was the, what the hell? Yeah, a little high. Almost took my mirror off here at the drive-thru. Anyhow, so that, and then with the discounts, you know, And the discounts are all the time. And then a lot of times they offer, like on Fridays, they give you another 15 cents off. And hold on.
So it's like gasoline roulette.
Well, yes and no. The, you know, the three, you know, the discount with the card plus the discount for Amazon and plus whatever the other discount is, those are all automatic. You get those all the time. So you always know that. It's just how much more do you get? And I don't think I've filled up there four times since I got this. I've never paid more than $2.30. I think $2.39 was the highest I ever paid.
Is that what comes up on the pump, or is that after you get a discount?
Well, I mean, that's what comes up on the pump, and that's the discount. It's, I mean, I don't, you know, like I said, a certain amount of that discount was automatic. You know, it was just, you know, the terms of the having the card, and then, you know, like I said, if you go on a Friday, you get another 15 cents. Sometimes it's like, you know, so there's any number of other things that can take it another 20 cents or another 30 cents.
Well, $2.39 is cheap. Okay, I'll have to admit that. That's, I see. So you use that card, and it automatically changes the prices on the pump. Okay, I got it. So, interesting. Well, I'll have to see what the price is here at the Costco, but whatever the price is at the Costco, it didn't get 5% back. Whatever that is. It doesn't show on the pump. It's just part of your annual rebate. So, and I know I paid near my house, which is more money. I think it was like $2.85 the other day. I don't know what it is here. It's always cheaper in Mass Heights.
Yeah, the reason I sought out this card is I wasn't really looking for a BP card, but, you know, we just don't utilize Sam's, BJ's, or Costco enough to make it worth it. You know, we just don't shop that way. And, you want your butt warm? Okay. And, for the warm Donald's butt. Anyhow,
he cares about me.
Anyhow, When I realized I wasn't going to be renewing one of those services, they said, well, what am I going to do for gas? Because that's all I used it for. And so I started shopping around, and this BP deal came up, and I started reading the fine print on it. I says, huh, let's see if we can see what the gas price is here. Because I can, 240, what is that? Trying to see, hold on, you were trying to see what the, they got the damn
angle.
They got the damn angle on the gas sign here such that we can barely, well, I'm going to go ahead and make the prohibited left. And hold on a second. 4ZYQ.
Yeah, go ahead. Good morning, gentlemen. I think I heard a lady in there in the background. Good morning to her, too. Costco at Marketplace looks like it's $2.89. Like you said, you get the discount on your card, too. Just an FYI, you guys have a good breakfast if you're getting together or whatever you do today. KE4ZYQ, clear.
Yeah, very good. I know I've talked to you before. I can't. I don't remember your name. I'm sorry. It's Phil here. And I heard you on plenty, but I don't think we've actually talked too much. Well, I'm a mile away from the Costco. I'll know in a moment. There's a mobile here that's at $2.99 and $3.09. So it still seems kind of high in the area.
And not to cover Sean up there, but I think I got it. Yeah, the name's Joe here, Juliet Oscar Echo. And the funny thing about Costco, at least by me, is there's a BP station on the corner of Hayes and Hall Road. That same BP station is the same gas filling tank truck that goes to Costco. So Costco is BP by me, a Marketplace, and they fill up the BP station with the same exact gas for a higher price. KE4ZYQ, clear.
All right, we just pulled up. We're going to go inside. We'll save you a spot here, Phil, and good morning, Joe. All right, catch ya. W8FU.
Yeah, that's what I told you. You know, they all, these gas stations say, you know, our gas is better, our gas is better. It all comes from the same place. And most of them are the same trucks delivering. They go from one to the other. And, you know, and they all put their own name on there, on the additive, whatever's in there. All right, I'm just about at the Costco here. I'll see what the price is. So, this is K8PR 73.
Yeah, Phil, if it's any consolation, I forget everybody's name if I don't talk to them regularly. So no worry, you're human, as far as I know. Have a good day. I was curious on what the price is by your Costco. Maybe you could rattle it off briefly.
Yeah, I'm just pulling in there. Let's see, just pulling into the Costco right now. It'll take me a minute to get to the pump. But, yeah, well, the one near my house, which is Bloomfield, is always a little higher than this one. And it seems like the further east and the further south you go, the cheaper it gets. The one on Gratiot, I know, and near 8 Mile is usually cheaper than this one. But let's see, I'm pulling in pulling up to the pumps right now. Hold on. 265. If you take off the dot nine. So, drop quite a bit. All right, I'm out. KPF.
Yeah, that's the lowest I've heard around. And I think Costco should all be the same price no matter which one you go to. That should be legal. But anyhow, have a good breakfast. Good day. KE4ZYQ, clear.
Yes, you. On an ATMA 2 Peter in Traverse City. KCACSU. Somebody's trying to get in, but you're not making it. All we hear is a key up. KCACSU.
KBAWTA. Kilo Bravo 8, Whiskey Tango Alpha.
W8FU.
That's good, she's back home. Okay, Pierre.
Well, in more ways than one. I mean, one, I'm just glad she's home. But two, it shows that she knew where she was going. So, cool.
Yeah, she walked home? How far is that?
Donald and I were just talking about that. We are going to be Googling that as soon as we get home.
Well, glad to hear it anyways. All right, I'm where I'm going.
Okay, yeah. All right, so, W8FU. W8FU.
I take it you're on a bootcamp tube run?
Yep. That's the plan. Don't know what else I'm doing besides that. I do have my football game coming up at noon, so wouldn't mind being home by then. And then who knows, maybe after the football game I'll do some antenna work.
Okay, copy that. Just be safe, you know. I mean, don't rush to get the stuff and rush to get back to try to catch kickoff. You know, the game's not won in, you know, the first quarter, so definitely. So I see you got my message, so that's good. And other than that, I will let you go tube hunting and enjoy the rest of your day. W8RCY.
Yeah, well, this game is pretty much over before the kickoff, so. But they still got to play it. Anywho, I wouldn't mind getting back to watch it, because usually if they're going to come out slow and allow anything, going to be early on, so, but whatever, I'm in no rush, should be able to get up here, get the tubes, and get home just about right on time. I'm, how far am I, let's see here, how far am I, there we go, 8 minutes out, W8FU.
So you got it all planned. Yeah, you should be back in plenty of time to catch the kickoff. I'm still trying to figure out this thing with the Lions game tomorrow. I guess it's not on any national broadcast thing, and I guess it's going to be broadcast on Tubi, T-U-B-I or something, and I don't know if Joe's cable system has, you know, that kind of channel or not, so... That'll be part of the afternoon. Well, we can always do it tomorrow morning and figure it out. Because it's Murphy's Day. Dog gets spoiled more than the two of us together. So, All right. I will let you go. Catch up with you later. W8RCY, have a good afternoon.
W8FU.
Where are you off to now?
I had a widow get a hold of me. She has a whole bunch of, her husband was into electronics, and she had a whole bunch of tubes she wanted to give me. And so I just leaving there. A couple of other odds and ends, I don't even know. But, so just leaving there with a whole crap load of tubes. Looks like he was more an audio guy. Doesn't look like he was in the RF, so I'll have to go through them, categorize them, figure out what I got.
Now what are you going to do with them?
I'm going to make necklaces out of them and sell them to hipsters.
There you go. It's amazing that you go to the swaps, you still see guys with trays and trays of those things. It's amazing.
I mean, honestly, what I'll do is I'll go through them all and I'll inventory them. I'll see if there's anything, you know, like any hidden diamonds in the group, you know, pull those out and sell them or something like that, you know. Every once in a while you run into that unobtainium one. But for the most part, I'll just put the list out there and say, hey, anybody needs anything, you know, let me know. It's yours. Kind of an affair. So I did that before with a bunch of tubes I had, and what I had is a bunch of vultures coming in. They'd pick through all the really good, you know, the real good amperage stuff and everything, the costly ones. And they were just looking to stock up and, you know, make money off my generosity, so I got kind of pissed off about that and pulled them all. And this is way back in the 90s. And look, I'm giving these things away, you know, but, you know, they're not for you to just turn a buck on. They're to give to the community that wants them. So I'll just make sure there's no, you know, real diamonds in the rough there and set those off to the side and then make them available.
Yeah, where do you even go to these days if you wanted to test them? Remember when drugstores used to always have a tube testing machine, but I can't even think of a place. I mean, maybe, I don't know, does Able Electronics have a tester?
Most of us all have them. You know, I've got at least one, if not, I think I got two. Murph's probably got half a dozen. Bet you Don's got one. I mean, yeah, it's one of the first things you do is you give yourself a tube tester.
I never did. I'm trying to think if I even ever owned any. Well, yeah, I did have a receiver that had tubes in it. But I've pretty much been a solid-state person most of my hobby life.
Oh, yeah. Well, the number of people that want them or care about them or use them anymore are getting slimmer and slimmer. In amateur radio, for sure. Now, in the audio world, there's still quite a bit of... So that's why I got to go through these. I may have some, this guy looks like he's in the audio. And, you know, there's a whole different interest level in the audio world, you know, where tubes are still considered to be. You know, in RF, you know, you got your transmitter tubes. Those are the ones that are still of interest. The only thing I saw here is there were some ELE2s. But for the most part, you know, I don't see anything big. You know, so from a ham radio perspective, we're not too 2-inch that's in the smaller tubes. You know, some of your guys that are still, you know, trying to put some old drakes on the air, you know, about 12AX7s and stuff. But the audio guys, that's a whole different kettle of fish. They're very much into it. They're of the belief that tube delivers a higher quality experience than solid state can. I don't necessarily buy it, but there is something to it. And they're trying to keep them old tube, amplifiers running and stuff like that. So, but again, I don't have any big power tubes, so just those EL82s. Other than that, pretty much small signal stuff.
KPR. And speaking of tubes, I remember, I used to go down to Dayton with, by Chuck and some other people. He had a friend that worked. They used to do refurbishing some kind of medical equipment that had, I forgot what kind of tubes they were. They were very popular power amplifier tubes, but they were used in some kind of industrial thing, and they had to be pulled out and replaced on a regular basis, whether they were bad or not. And he used to give Chuck all the ones he pulled out that would normally have gone in the trash. And there's usually, could be anywhere from 10 to 20 of them. We'd take them down to Dayton. And there was always this one guy who always waited for us to show up. And he was there with a lot of cash in his hand and willing to buy every one of them.
Yeah, like 8877s, they use them in medical equipment, and they replace them on regular time sale, and so, a good 8877 is worth, hundreds of dollars, so, yeah, I could see that. And then the big boys, like you get in some of the big machines where they're running, 4C and 3CX, 10,000s and 5,000s and stuff like that, tubes with handles, those are for the guys that are making the big boy amps, the homebrew ones. So, yuppers. Nothing like that. I've got, what do I got in a tube? I've got 2 3500Z amps. I got that Henry 3K, and then I've got the Drake L7. Other than that, I'm all solid state in my amplifiers. But, the tube amps are more forgiving. They can generally pump out a little bit more. A pair of 3500s, juice them up, and they're very forgiving, and they'll get you a legal limit if you juice them right. And even if you coast them, they'll do 12 or so. So it's a great tube. They're not terribly expensive, and they're readily available, so. But that's the only tubes I got left, except for some old vintage gear, I got the ATS-830, which has a tube final and a tube driver. And then some other miscellaneous things, like my old Collins stuff's all tube. But there you have it. I did have a question, not to change the subject, but I might be coming into a couple of Master 3s. What was it about the Master 3 that ultimately had you dump them?
Couldn't get the receivers to be sensitive enough. I had three receiver cards, and they were, the best one had about a 0.7 microvolt sensitivity, the other one, one was just totally way off, like 12 dB. 12 dB or something. It was ridiculous. Microvolt thing. The other one was, you couldn't get it down below 1 or whatever. It just couldn't get it in tuned into the range that I wanted. And it was just, I don't know. It was a complicated machine. You really had to play around with it. If you wanted to do interfacing with it, you had to create all these connectors and cables. Other than using any kind of like standard GD25 or GD9 or who knows what.
WZAD-02.
Well, there goes the repeater again. How much of that did you get?
I caught it right up to you. Said they were crazy to interface to. You had the DB9 or DB7 or something like that. Drop right there. But all right. Well, I got a couple of. If that's the case, I can't find any use for them in amateur service. Which I'll just do them up if I do them up for GMRS and dump them there because I've got. I need a little bit more power out of Mount Clemens, and I'm not willing to put anything good up there. I got that little Kenwood, and then I know Dave's been having trouble with the Detroit machine shutting off all the time, and that's a decent machine we can fix and put elsewhere. So we dump one of these Master 3s down there, keep the two GMRS, Southeast Michigan GMRS machines running without wasting our effort on anything we care about.
KZ8ELQ.
Okay, I do, and I do have the software. I think you gave me that, but, do they have the amps with them?
I got ELQ. I don't know anything about them yet. Just, I picked up another piece of RF hardware that's, I got a multi-coupler, transmit combiner, which pretty nice. And they mentioned they also have those. So that's all I know at this point. ELQ, go ahead. W8FU.
Good morning, gentlemen. I just took a little break in of other stuff and redoing the radios in the shack. I have this one here. It's one of them. Waxon or Ocean radios just got her hooked up. Actually has better receive than the other one I had and was wondering how well I'm making it into the BERT repeater from Bay City.
Well, you're doing fine down here. Your audio dropped momentarily, like really low for a moment and came back, but otherwise the signal's good.
Okay, I might have been turned away from the mic. I've had this radio in the box, believe it or not, for almost 6.5-7 months and just finally decided to put it in. Actually done one modification to it, or two. I got rid of the SO239 connector and put a end connector on the back of it, and got rid of the chintzy power wire and put some 12-gauge right from the board on out with power poles on it. So. Not going to have any issues with that. I prefer end connectors over the SOPL connectors.
Yeah, who doesn't? I don't know if you're coming in on a VHF system or UHF, but anything. Well, VHF should have those. It's kind of surprising. I'm the radio I'm wearing now is a commercial Kenwood, and it's UHF and it's got a peel, it's got an SO239 on it, which shocks the heck out of me. Their newer radios have end connectors on them. Go ahead, Chuck.
Okie dokie. Hey, Paul, you got any experience with Master 3s?
Unfortunately, no. I've only seen one, and that was about 15, 20 years ago.
Okay, I don't know. If you might have heard Phil and I talk, Phil had a couple he was going to try to deploy down here in the ham bands and never could get the receivers online. The best one was, like 0.7 microvolt. The other one he couldn't get under a microvolt, and the other one was beyond that. So I don't know if it was just he couldn't get the commercial stuff down in the ham bands or what. I know Dan, PUT, knows a lot about them and all that stuff, but I don't know how easy or hard. I loved the Master 2 back in the Crystal days, TCXO days. Those were great. Those tuned right up and went into the ham bands just fine, but the Master 3 I have zero experience with, but But we got a couple of repeaters we need replaced on here that we don't give a crap about any, you know, MIH stuff. So we'll tune them up there and stick them in those slots.
Yeah, I haven't had any experience with them. As with the VHF Master 2s, I know the VHF ones that we had here in Bay County at one time, they go deaf for no reason at all. You go out and you just run the tuning slugs in and out of the pre-selector in them, and it brought right back to life. And yeah, the Master 2s, they played really nice in the VHF handband. Never played with the UHF ones, but yeah, that'd be a good spot for the MIA.
Yeah, I got a bunch of Micors still from Medcom. They were already 462. I wouldn't even have to probably tune them. And if I could get the TCSOs, I guess Dan found some sort of a way to run the, run a synthesized crystal in those Micors. Hell, I put Micors. I could put one in the Clem pretty easy. I don't think we'd have room in Richmond, so that won't work there. And I don't think Donut Dave's got room in Detroit either. I don't know how much room he's got, but I'm just looking to get good, you know, serviceable equipment like MTRs and things like that, you know, out of that service, because that service is like, well, you know what it is. How many you got up on there? 3, 4?
I've got 2 under mine, the Saginaw and Bay City one. But, yeah, I really don't want to waste really good machines on that. But I do have a Range 1 Quantar. It's 403 to 433 that I'd like to do something with, but I'm not sure if that would play, if we could even get that up close into the handband, that would play.
ADHAL.
Hey, Tim. Well, I've got a couple of those, and I've not had any luck, but I have not spent a lot of time on them. Best thing to do with those is send them to Australia. but that's a whole nother problem. Of course, if you just sent the exciter and the receiver, well, they'd want the PA too. But I don't know. There's been some write-ups about trying to shift those out of their band, but it's not an easy task. A lot of crap you got to do to get those up into the ham band. Anyhow, I don't want to forget Phil. KTR is in here too. Tim, go ahead, pass it to Phil. I just pulled up at home. I got to get inside, and my ball game's starting here in about 8 minutes, and I want to be settled in with a beverage and ready for my game. This is W8FU. Go ahead, Tim, pass it to Phil.
And I didn't want to interrupt, but I just wanted to follow along at home. You mentioned a Master 2. Is that a GD Now Harris Master 2 M-A-S-T-R repeater station? Like I said, I'm just trying to follow along at home. I'll turn it over to Phil, and don't bother coming back to me, ADHJL.
Yeah, the Master 3s, I know, were also under the used the Harris name. So the parts, there were two different sets of part numbers. One were GE and others were Harris part numbers. So I know they're connected. All right, I'm just about back home here, so catch you later, and enjoy your game there, Sean. I forgot, I don't know who gets it next. KPR.
Well, talk to you later, gentlemen, and I'm going to get back, try finishing up, get my shack back into a somewhat workable. KCHELQ.
Turns out I really do know how to ruin a party. Have a good day, guys. ADHJ.
WDAKLL.
Hi, good morning.
It's afternoon, Jack. You, you just get up from your nap?
Oh, I got up this morning about 9 o'clock and it was too late to go out. Then my hand, you know, the arthritis kicked in and I said, forget it, I ain't going. That's why.
Oh, okay, yeah. That's a tough one there, that arthritis, I tell you what. I got it in my back. It's no fun.
You're right about that, it ain't no fun at all. When you get up in the morning, sometimes you cannot hardly move your hand. You know what that is? Maybe.
Alright, Jack, I don't know where you're at. You're not quite making the repeater. It was real scratchy there. Yeah, that was worse. I didn't catch any of that, Jack. Alright, we'll catch you later. I gotta run anyways here, but we'll chat at you later there, Jack. KFAD or CWDAKLL will be clear.
Probably around 2:33 and it till dark.
There you go. Can't kill deer if you're not hunting them.
Absolutely. Yeah, I had that thought process. You know, my one buddy got a nice buck on Wednesday, and you know what? I just had to have this come-to-Jesus moment. Like, the guy puts in so much work. You know, he's always out there. He didn't miss a sit, excuse me, since opening day. So, of course, he reaps the benefits. And not that I'm that upset or anything like that, but, like, I know the deal, right? No different than fishing or anything else. You got to put the work in, and you'll reap the rewards.
It's definitely a time-in game, except for those guys that I'm sure you see the memes, like you've been hunting your target buck, you know, or even watching your target buck all off season, and some guy opening day dressed like this is going to shoot him, and it's a dude in like a flannel and an orange hat. It's Dwight Schrute, and there's those guys. But yeah, for the most part, if you're an actual hunter, it's definitely time in, and then you get what you hopefully get what you're chasing.
Yep. Hey, give me 5 minutes. I'll be right back. I'm running into a gas station.
NATBF standing by.
Hey, Dakota out there, KFACIC. I just want to say hello.
How you doing, Jack?
I'm doing okay, except this morning I got up and lived. Oh, you know, the arthritis and get it in your hand, and I couldn't go anywhere. I was going to go out there to breakfast, but I couldn't make it.
I'm sorry to hear that. You said you got it in your hand? Was that a break?
Yes. I'll break out there. How are you doing?
I think Warren dropped. Sorry. What did you say?
How are you doing? You doing all right?
Yeah, I'm all right. I'm actually going to go home and play a little bit of radio, I think. How about you? How you been?
I'm doing good.
Cousin, he's on his way to the same spot I am to go process beer. It was funny.
Man, I wish I could get over that way without, like, having to make a special trip. When I lived out that way, it was no big deal. I'd be at Sheets all the time if it was, if it had been there. It's probably a good thing it had been there. But I guess they're building some more in the area, so I'll have to keep an eye out where they pop up, because I love that place. I haven't had it since my freshman year of college.
Yeah, I haven't eaten here. I've just stopped in and grabbed a soda or some candy or bullshit. I still got to eat. He was getting a sandwich. He said they're pretty good.
Yeah, it's like stoner food. You just make whatever you want on the touchscreen. But I'm pulling into my in-laws here, so I don't know how long you're going to be mobile, but I just got to grab my kids, and then I'll be back out here at ADVS.
All right, sounds good. KE8RUH, I'll be in the car for another 15 minutes or so.
KFAS mobile.
KFAS is KE8RUH. How are you doing this afternoon?
Doing pretty good. Just got out of the DJ's warehouse because I will not go into Costco on a day like this.
Just past that. I'm at 94 New Haven Road. So, yeah, Costco on the weekends is hilarious. There's no reason to go there. Unless you can get there first thing in the morning.
Yeah, I wish they would have what BJ's has got. They got where you use your app and you just scan your stuff and then you pay from your phone and then you show it at the door and you're gone. And, you know, they scan a couple items and you're done.
That's pretty cool. Yeah, I have a Costco and a BJ's membership, but I rarely shop at BJ's. I really just have it because I get gas there, and they'll use my Amex, where Costco will not, because I passed the one on John R. and 12 Mile on my way to work. So I just don't get over there to shop very often.
Yeah, this one here, the gas lines are pretty busy. So I usually don't get gas, but I'll get Costco... used to be American Express, and I think they had a falling out with them, and then they just decided to let all the cards in.
Yeah, and you know, when I get gas, I'm getting gas before 7 a.m., so I never really have to worry about the lines, unless it's going to snow. And then for some reason, people come out and get gas at like 6:30 in the morning.
That's interesting, yeah, during the week, I guess, they would get it. Or, yeah, they just want to avoid the storm. Well, they probably need gas for their snowblower. That's probably why.
That could be. But, yeah, it's wild. When there's going to be a snowstorm, everybody's there super early in the morning when I'm usually stopping anyways on my way into work. It's an interesting thing to watch people do.
If you have a business member, you can go in an hour early, too, so that helps. What brings you up to New Haven?
I am on my way to a buddy's house to probably just watch them process deer. And then in a couple hours, I'm going to go out and hunt and see if I see anything.
Sounds like fun. Yeah, Captain Don's been... I haven't talked to him in a while, but I've seen his, he showed me his camera footage. He has a lot of deer going in his food plot.
Yeah, it is the time of year. Yeah, I haven't heard from Captain Don in quite some time, so I haven't seen him on Discord, I haven't heard him on the radio. Usually, every once in a while, I would hear him, so... Yeah, hopefully he's got some big ones coming in, or has already taken a couple big ones.
I don't know if he hunts. I think I mean, he must if he's going to be putting food traps out and stuff like that, but I never hear him actually say he's hunting. I just that he's putting food on his, or, you know, he's growing the, whatever he's growing out to the, attract the deer out there. I don't know if he's just watching them or what, but, yeah, he's around. I think he's just busy. I keep on teasing him to get on the radio, so hopefully he'll get on the radio at some point, but he's enjoying his life right now.
Bully your friends to play radio.
There you go, like any good friend, right, Dakota?
Morning, Dave. Afternoon.
Good afternoon. You're all out and about. Are you at home, Dakota?
No, I was just telling Anthony I took my two-year-old to the ER this morning because he's got croup cough, so finally heading home from there. Made a pit stop at Best Buy on the way home and then went and picked up my other two, and then now we're actually going home.
I'm glad to hear that. You seem to have bad luck needing to go to ER and stuff lately. Or at least every time I hear you talk, you bring your kids somewhere.
Yeah, they're gross little children that associate with other gross little children. You guys got older kids. At what point does that stop?
Well, I just have the one, so I don't know how long the second one keeps bringing it into the house, or third one in your case, but I think probably second grade, third grade, they stop being sick all the time.
Sounds about right.
Oh, all right. So what you're telling me is I only have like 5 years to go.
Yeah, no big deal. Just 5 years.
When they finally can tell you what's actually wrong with them and they can articulate how, you know, what they're feeling, you can kind of like, oh, okay, you just need a Tylenol, or you just need an antihistamine.
Yeah, that's the tough thing is, I guess the older ones are old enough to communicate that they don't feel good, but they're not really good at communicating, like, what doesn't feel good, other than, you know, I don't feel good. And then the other one, he doesn't talk yet. He babbles and has a couple words, but he's not going to be like, yeah, Dad, I have croup cough. Please take me to the ER.
It'll get there, Dakota. You need a couple more years, and you'll just have a crew of homies, and they'll just do everything that you want to do. So you just gotta keep brainwashing them to think hunting's awesome and whatever else you want them to do, and they'll follow suit. So the sickness will go away, and then they'll start being a ton of fun. But, hey, I'm pulling up to my destination. I'm going to catch up with you guys later. Good talking to everyone. KEAWH.
I'm about to my destination. How is my signal, by the way? Because I'm noticing it's, like, jittering a little bit. I don't know if it's my radio or my signal.
Anthony, good luck, man. Dave, you're in there, but you're a little in and out. Not in and out, but a little bit of fry.
Okay, yeah, I got my HD, it's that little amplifier, and I adjust the power setting. But anyways, I'm home, so I will chat with you later.
All right, that one was about 25%, so yeah, I heard you clear out, but all right, I should be in front of a radio most of the day today, so I'm sure I'll talk to you later. NADBF.
W8 meeting mobile.
ACAVSU.
So, well, you know, my opinion on it is like, it looks like it's done for people that just got their amateur license, not for people like, you know, you and me that have been in it forever and ever and ever, and we've kind of migrated to our own specialties, you know. I mean, that's the cool thing about our meetings, you know. When we're talking there, there's everybody there that's got something that they're really, really interested in and really, really good at, and that's what makes the club really kind of cool.
This is Tim, ABHJL, just sitting at my home basement station. Wonder if anybody can give me a quick signal report, make sure I put it back together. ABHJL.
Hey, Tim, KEAWUO, can you hear me?
John, how's your evening?
It's good. I'm in the basement, so let me know if I'm coming in rough. How are you?
You're not full quiet. You're darn close. I don't know if the static is me hearing from the repeater or you into the repeater. It's entirely possible. It's me on my side. You're coming in, like I said, darn near full quiet at worst. But I'm doing well. I've got a lot of dinner prep done for tonight, and so I get to chill for the next half an hour while I get ready to make dinner. And so I had the extra half an hour, and I thought, you know what, I'm going to put my station back together. I tore it apart for a POTA like 3 or 4 months ago, haven't put it back. Since then, I've gotten myself a new POTA radio, so hopefully I won't have to tear my radio apart. So that's what I'm going to be doing for the next half an hour.
Nice. Well, sounds good. Sounds fun. It's good getting ahead of the game like that, and sounds like you got some fun toys to play with, so that's pretty cool. I need to get my POTA game going. I haven't done POTA yet, but I need to. So I was even at Isle Royal last year. It's been a perfect place for a POTA activation, but we didn't have a time to do it.
Vacation time is precious, I understand. And I bought this radio for POTA back in like February, March, something like that, February. And just slowly been plugging away at it. I think it's fully computer hooked up the way that I want it to, but I've done 3 POTAs this summer and got on the air exactly 0 times because my kids come, and it is a great deal of work setting up the antenna and tearing down the antenna. And then in between, it's a great deal of time managing them. By the time I get a free spot to be able to do some operating, I don't want to. So we'll see how that goes. It's worth it if I can keep the kids interested, so that's good. But at least I have a radio that's separate from my main station. And so what I was doing before was literally tearing everything out of my basement so I could go to a POTA. And I would, you know, be tired when I was done, wouldn't want to put it back together. So hopefully the goal is that this thing never leaves the basement again. So we'll see what happens.
Well, cool. Yeah, hopefully it all goes well, and it sounds like a nice setup, and I haven't seen the kids in a while, so you'll have to tell them the creepy guy with the van says hi. But no, I need to come to a Lance Cruz meeting. I know you had him there a few times, and so, yeah, I don't know. I haven't been to Lance Cruz in too long. I miss those guys.
That's usually the club meeting that we go to. And I don't know if you're on the Lance Cruz email list. If you are, we had announced all summer long the POTUS that we were doing. The problem is we were selfish and did them on a Friday during the day. So if you've got a job where you have to work on Friday, it's difficult to get out there, which I completely understand. We did, I think it was June, July, August, or maybe it was August, September, October. I think that's what it was. We did a POTA each month on a Friday and got out there, which was nice. And the last one in particular went really well. Kids were able to make some contacts, which was nice. We used a different antenna. It seemed to have worked out better. So, yeah. And then you might want to be there this Wednesday, this meeting coming up. I think it's a week from Wednesday. I'm doing the presentation, actually. But it might not necessarily be something you're interested in because you already know plenty about. And that is connecting your computer to your radio, all of the stuff necessary. It's not going to be particularly technical. It's much more inspirational and aspirational. Here's the cool things that you can do. Are you doing these things yet? No? Well, that might be some motivation to connect your computer to your radio. But that's the plan for this coming up meeting.
Yeah, I do get the club emails, and I saw the little back and forth on there, and that sounds like an interesting topic, and it's definitely an area of interest of mine, and I don't claim to know everything about everything, so I might come out to try to check it out and show some support, and pay my dues to Lance Cruz, and I'll just kind of stop in and say hi with everybody, and yeah, so I think that'll be fun. That sounds like a good project or a good topic, so we're going to have to call you out to do it at our club, too, one of these days.
K-E-H-W-U-O-A-D-H-J-L. Yeah, I mean, I'd be happy to deliver it another place. The hard part is preparing it. Once it's prepared, delivering it is easy. So, I don't know how particularly interesting it would be, but if you don't have a computer hooked up to your radio, this would give you all of the reasons why the areas that you have to be concerned about, the questions that you want to ask, the software you might want to be looking at, choosing this one versus that one. My goal isn't to get into too technical stuff, as in, you know, the exact details, because everybody's radio is different, everybody's needs are different. But the goal is, if you haven't connected your computer, here's some cool things you can do. If you have connected your computer, here are some things that you might not have realized was out there that you can take advantage of, you know, that type of thing. We'll see. Like I said, how valuable it actually is, I don't know. But I'm excited about it. I'm pretty passionate about it, so that's why I thought I would do it. You'll get out of it what you paid for it, at least what you paid for it, so you know, it won't cost much. So anyway.
Well, very good. Yeah, sounds like fun. So, all right, well, I think I'm going to probably get back to the work over here, and I look forward to the meeting, and... did you get your signal? Were you looking for a signal report? Because you're coming in just fine. I'm not sure. It seemed like you were asking for something, and I don't feel like I addressed it yet. So back to you. This is K-E-A-W-U-O.
What I was mainly looking for was, you know, was I getting out was really the question. And obviously we're talking, so I do. I'm not looking for any, I will take anything you got, but I wasn't necessarily looking for like a real fine signal report. It's more a matter of, did I hook the antennas up right? Is the signal getting out? So that's kind of what I was looking for. Seeing as our conversation went on pretty well, I'm going to assume that I was getting out well. Yeah, I need to wrap up too. I'm still working on getting my station back together, but two hands would certainly make this job easier. So thank you very much for coming back. Very nice chit-chat. I enjoyed it very much, and I'll catch you another time. If you got more that you want to say, I'm not in that big a hurry, but otherwise I'll be monitoring on your final. AV8JL.
All right, very good. Well, you have a good one, sir, and don't work too hard, and we'll talk again soon. 73.
The spirit of your last ARPSC meeting, and only because of that, not because I am actually worried about it, always make sure you end with your call sign. 88 jail.
Copy that. K-E-A-W-U-O.
Now, that I think about it, instead of being that guy, I should have just texted you that. But like I said, that was the entire purpose of your meeting on Thursday, so I just thought I'd throw that out there. Like I said, I don't actually want to be that guy, but I guess I was that guy. Anyway, talk to you later. ADHL.
It's probably easier to remember when you get called out in front of everybody. K-E-A-W-E-L-O.
W-8-B-D-D.
K-8-R-U-H.
Anthony, I got just enough time to say hi and bye, pretty much. Just going down my street, backing in with food.
Must have been something like that.
I have that effect on folks. All right, I'm back into my drive. W at a few.
Have a good night.
Anthony, what's going on? KZ8Z, Dave. I might be a little staticky. I'm on Van Dyke heading to Romeo on like 26 miles, so I'm in between.
Yeah, I'm kind of in between also. Not really, I'm closer to Mount Cummins, but I'm at 30 in North Ave right now.
Yeah, we probably sound about the same. You don't sound very good. Pretty staticky. Sounds like you're at the end. What do you got going on this evening?
Oh, just got out of the woods hunting. Didn't see a thing. And now I'm headed to, like, 27 in Omo to meet up all my buddies. We're processing deer today. So go hang out there for a few minutes and then head home.
Sounds like that's probably a long day for you. I'm sure you got up early. Sounds like fun, though. Yeah, we're heading up to Romeo for some dinner, barbecue, and then we're going to go see the Bob Seger band at the Younger's restaurant up there.
Very cool. Well, enjoy yourself, because I think you're right. We're both coming in pretty rough, so I will catch up with you soon. Hopefully you enjoy the show. This is K-E-8-R-U-H.
Sounds good. Give me, how do I sound right now before you head out? I just switched over to the Romeo repeater.
Definitely noticeable, excuse me, noticeable improvement.
Okay, cool. Okay, I'll talk to you, Anthony, KZAC, mobile.
Have a great day, K-E-8-R-U-H.
F-8-E-A-P. Listening.
88, are you 8?
Hey, Jane.